Om Shanti. 14th September 2019, Saturday. Lessons from today's Sakar Murli. Sweet children, when you become Satopradhan, number wise, the force of natural calamities of destruction will increase and this old world will end. Sweet children, when you become Satopradhan, number wise, the force of natural calamities of destruction will increase and this old world will end. So purity is linked with natural calamities. This is a bit difficult to understand how this thing happens. There are multiple things to understand here before we come straight to understanding purity of soul and purification of the world through natural calamities. Natural calamities or natural disasters, they are existing since time immemorial, and people have tried to interpret these natural calamities throughout the history. Some have called it the wrath of God, act of God. There is something known as act of God. So anything wrong, anything evil, which is happening, which is not because of human beings and leading to fatalities, is called act of God. So all natural calamities or natural disasters, some people have called it act of God. And there is a very interesting thing to understand here. All that is good that happens is called act of nature. Act of nature. So all that is wrong, which is happening in the nature, they are blaming God. That is called as act of God. And there are people who have filed lawsuits against God in fiction, in movies, as well as in real life. There is a huge list of people who have taken God to court and demanded compensation. There's an earthquake, there's a lightning bolt, and home is destroyed, and insurance companies have said we are not responsible. So he or she took God to court for compensation. So there is a huge list of lawsuits against God, because God is responsible, because as per the act of God, it is God who is doing all the natural calamities. So he has to compensate. So one is act of God, another is act of nature. There is something, they say divine justice. So some people justify, okay, it's a part of nature. And the God will reign on the just and the injustice. Unjust. As written in Bible Matthew, where he says, where God says that God reigns on just and unjust. So it's part of nature. It's law of God that natural calamities will happen. So some people have blamed God directly. Some people have said this is a part of nature. Some people... Now there is another school of thought. First thing to understand, like natural calamities, there are five type of natural calamities. One is geological natural calamities, earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, they will come under the category of geological natural calamities. Others are hydrological natural calamities. Hydro means water. Flood, tsunamis, rains, heavy rains, torrential rains. So they are hydrological natural calamities. Others are meteorological natural calamities. In this is a huge list. Hurricane, blizzard, heat wave, cold waves, thunderstorms, cold storms, and like that. Then wildfire. Wildfire. And then space disasters. Space disasters are those impact or solar flame. Solar flame. So they have divided natural calamities into five types, and each type has further huge history. So what is causing natural calamities? God? How natural calamities are happening? There is a very important thing to understand. What is nature? Nature is a complex web of energy and elements. Elements and energy. So nature is a complex web of element and energy. And whenever there is a disturbance in this web of energy and elements, there would be natural calamities. And God is not responsible for natural calamities. Natural calamities, nature is not controlled by God. Because nature is an energy. Energy can neither be created nor destroyed. And we live in the world of energy. Everything is energy. So, man in his pursuit for perfection has, because of his avaricial tendencies, his mind filled of ambitions, desires, has caused over-exploitation of nature. Over-exploitation of nature that has led to geological imbalance. So there is an over-exploitation of nature, and because of that over-exploitation there is a geological imbalance, and because of geological imbalance there are natural calamities. So again, there is one is gross exploitation of nature. This is one theory. Second is because of the impurity of the soul. What soul is sending out to nature? Negative, positive. Those negative vibrations or positive vibrations are in turn affecting nature, and that are leading to the natural disasters. So it's the nature. It is the spiritual disaster first in the soul that leads to the external natural disaster. So when there is an impurity in the soul, when there is a disaster in the soul, that disaster in the soul, there is a violation of purity in the soul, will lead to impure feelings, impure emotions, impure thoughts. And those impure feelings, impure emotions, impure thoughts, impure attitude, they will go to nature, and nature would be affected, and then there would be natural calamities. So this is a very complex thing to understand. There are two words, microcosm and macrocosm. Macrocosm is what we see outside, and microcosm is what we see within. So microcosm will affect macrocosm. The impurity in the microcosm will lead to the impurity of the macrocosm. So, natural calamities are not act of God. Natural calamities or man-made calamities even, whatever you call, they are happening because of game of purity and impurity. If you see the starting of Copper Age, the natural calamities were not that much. This is the history of the world. This is the Golden Age, Silver Age, Copper Age, Iron Age. If you study the history of natural calamities, there's an exponential increase in the natural calamities with time. In Copper Age, there were not so much because souls were still Satopradhan, or there were not that much Rajo or Tamo. But as the souls deteriorated, the natural calamities gradually increased. So it is the exploitation of man. Nature is exploited by man, and there is an increasing impurity in the soul that the natural calamities have increased. Now, what Baba is saying is entirely different, but this is something else that he is talking. This is one thing to understand, that with deterioration of soul, the natural calamities have gradually increased. And God is not responsible for it, because nature is not controlled by God. Nature is controlled by human nature. Nature is controlled by our emotions, our feelings. Nature is a complex web of energy and elements. So when this energy is disturbed, there occurs imbalance. And imbalance leads to natural calamities, natural disasters. Whatever it is, floods, volcanoes, tsunamis, avalanche, landslide, or tornadoes, or hurricane, blizzard, heat waves, cold waves, thunderstorm, cold storm, hot storm. So all the natural calamities, for that matter, they are not because of God or any divine intervention. Divinity is not involved in that. So they are because of something which is happening as regards the balance in nature. So when there is an imbalance, all these things will happen. And that have been happening. But now there is something more to understand here. Baba is saying, once upon a time on this planet, there was a period which was very good. Golden Age or Silver Age, where the elements were very pure. So there were never any natural calamities or disaster in that period. Now we are here at the lowest point of time, where all elements have become impure. And because of the impurity of the elements, the natural calamities are there. Now look at what Baba is saying. This is something, I think, which is not yet very clear. Sweet children, when you become Satopradhan, this is understood that when you become Tamopradhan, there would be natural calamities. But he is saying, when your purity will increase, the force of natural calamities or destruction will increase, and the old world will end. Now, Baba has often said, who are the greatest helper of Shiv Baba? There was a question in Sakar Murli, who are the greatest Sevadhari in this drama? These are the natural calamities. These are the natural calamities. So, nature or natural calamities, they are going to be the greatest helper of God. Why? Because natural calamities would help to make the tamo pradhan elements turn into sato pradhan elements. So purity would lead to destruction of the world. Actually, it is not destruction. It is the transformation. The better word is transformation. So destruction is a word that's negative word, but it's not destruction. How this tamopradhan element would suddenly turn into satopradhan elements? There has to be a great upheaval. So these tamopradhan elements, these elements would become satopradhan. These impure elements would become pure elements through some process. And that process might appear very bad to us, but that's not bad. Baba said, through this destruction, the gates of heaven would open. So there was a Murli where Baba said, when you become disturbance free, there would be destruction in the world. When you will become disturbance free, there would be destruction in the world. So disturbance free means completely pure, completely satopradhan. So our purity would lead to the transformation, and the more the purity would increase here. Earlier we saw what is nature, what are the types of natural calamities, and why natural calamities happen. So the answer was, souls become tamopradhan and natural calamities increase. But now it's something else. Here, few souls of this drama, not all, the more they would become pure. Because of that, purity is now leading to the transformation of the entire globe. The earth, which is 23 degree tilted, would become straight. Now it is like this. It will become straight. So for this to become like this, there has to be some upheavals. And there would be rain of diamonds, they say. Rain of diamonds. And from where that rain of diamonds will happen? There is about 5 parts video, part 1, part 2, that how there would be rain of diamonds. Moment this axis is tilted, it becomes straight. The coal from the earth itself will be thrown in the space, and how in the space it would be turned into pure gold, diamond, and there would be rain of pure diamonds on earth, and everything would change. So how all these things would happen is little difficult to understand. But Baba is saying, the more the souls would become pure, the more there would be transformation. And that's the last and ultimate scene of the drama. Till now, whatever that has happened, as we said, nature is a complex web of energy and element, and energy can neither be created nor destroyed. And energy disturbance happens because of ecological disturbance, which happens because of over-exploitation by man. And that happens because of spiritual disaster in the soul. First, spiritual disaster means when there is a violation of purity in the soul at the thought and emotional level, the same vibes would go out, and that would cause spiritual natural disaster outside. So there is a complex web here. But here, towards the end times, something else will happen. It's not that the soul has become pure. Baba is saying, the more the soul becomes pure, now the vibrations of these pure souls would lead to transformation. of the world. And how the world would get transformed? There has to be something else. Now, if you see, just as from Copper Age, this was a silver. How silver age turned into Copper Age? There is a confluence here. Just as there is a confluence here, there is a confluence here also. This was a pure world. Suddenly the pure world turned into impure. How? Here also, the process of transformation is here is little different. Here the Satopradhan soul is turning into Satopradhan and Tamopradhan. So here the first principle applies. There is an ecological disturbance. So here there are earthquakes. But there is no loss of human life. There is no sorrow here. Because deities are very pure. And they never had any sinful account. So they will not suffer. Only the houses, the palaces, the places would be disrupted. So there would be upheaval here. And the new age would start. Exactly when, nobody knows. But here there is an upheaval because of natural calamities. Even though deities were pure, but gradually they were deteriorating. And because of that slight deterioration, there is an ecological disturbance. And because of ecological disturbance, there is change of nature. And the nature has changed, and it has come to this stage. Now here also, it is increasing Tamopradhan, but now some souls would become Satopradhan here. Now here would be, there would be a great destruction. Not just earthquakes, but there would be all the five types of natural calamities. Ecological natural calamities, meteorological natural calamities, hydrological natural calamities, wildfire and space disaster. So all the five calamities would happen at one time, at different places, over the period of time, not suddenly. And then there would be great transformation of the world. The whole earth would be washed. It has become dirty. It needs good washing. So now the laundry man has come. So he will wash this entire earth with fire, with volcanoes, with rains, with tornadoes, with thunderstorms, with cold storms, with heat waves, with tsunamis, with landslide, with avalanche, with cold waves, with heat waves, with fire, with solar flames. So all the different types of natural calamities will take place, and the earth would become pure again, and all the souls will go back to their home, and they will start descending again, and the new age, the new era, the new epoch would begin. And this is how the cycle will go on. Though this is just what we think, many things are yet ununderstood. How purity would lead to natural calamities. Om Shanti.